Insights on the Middle East with author and academic Avi Yorish.
Hello, Avi Yorish.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you. So lovely to speak to you.
Lovely to hear your voice too. Live from Jerusalem.
Live from Jerusalem. Aha, that explains the SMSs that came through within the time zone today.
Exactly.
What a win, what That's a win. Stay close. There, stay there. Avi, so we've had an incredible journey with you talking about Thou Shalt Innovate and all these incredible innovations made. Israel has contributed to the world. And now it's time to tackle some new issues. And I think over the next couple of weeks, we've agreed that we're going to talk about the challenges that are going to be facing the earth over the next 30 to 40 years. I mean, the list is endless. We're going to talk about food security and water security and AI and space and innovations that help address those. But today, I think you intimated that we're going to start with the subject of education.
That's right. So let's take a step back. We are going to experience massive changes to the planet Earth on all of these subjects. AI, as you pointed out, food security, water security, space, and education, of course. And let's just take a step back. Simon, when do you think the iPhone was released? The first iPhone.
Oh, my goodness me. It's one of those trick questions. I don't know. It feels something like, oh, Kathy, help me here. What, 10, 11, 12 years ago?
I'll go with about 20.
20?
Maybe a little
bit. All right, so we got 20 years. It's 12 years back to 2007. And none of us can even picture our lives before the smartphone. Can you imagine where we're going to be 12 years from today? And part of that revolution has really started to come down when it comes to education. We have massive challenges when it comes to the education system all over the world, be it in South Africa, Israel, the United States, all of Europe and Asia as well. And we've seen many innovations that actually address this challenge, but the one I want to talk about today is the Khan Academy, and that's spelled K-H-A-N. And the story of the Khan Academy, from my perspective, is truly extraordinary, and I wouldn't have believed it had I not experienced it for myself with my own children. So Salman Khan, about 15 years ago, basically started to give lessons to his niece via YouTube videos. And he created an online platform that Bill Gates eventually took notice of and stroked one of the first checks to create the Khan Academy. And the Khan Academy, for those listeners who have not experienced this yet, is a free app. And it teaches math and science. And you can literally study math through advanced calculus, physics, chemistry, biology, all subjects, economics, history. It really takes you from the beginning until the very, very end. And I wanted to share a personal story this week. My child one of my children is in second grade, and we had a tremendous amount of problems teaching him math. We were struggling in school, and when I tested him this year, I was introduced to Khan Academy through a colleague who says to me as follows, says, you know, Avi, my daughter, she just finished calculus. And I said, that's really wonderful. How old is your daughter? And he said to me, she was 12.
Wow.
And I couldn't believe it. I nearly fell off my chair. And I said, wow, your daughter's really got to be bright. And he said to me, I swear she's not. I said, okay, well, how did she finish calculus at 12? And so he told me about the Khan Academy. And so I came home and tested my child. And we discovered that he was 2 years behind in math. We're now 8 months later, and my oldest child is now in the fourth grade level of math, studying through the Khan Academy. And essentially what the system does is it asks you a series of questions, and then you watch a video. And then it asks you a series of questions again, and you don't get to move on to the next level unless you've aced it, unless you've gotten 100%. And that method is now being used across a wide array of subjects, and I believe is going to revolutionize the educational system, because now you can take a child from anywhere, be it in the slums of India or the periphery of South Africa or the northern part of Israel or the boonies of Louisiana. And as long as you have an internet connection, there is nothing you cannot learn. I recently met a woman, and she had finished an architecture degree here in Israel. And she wanted to move to the States because her husband had got accepted to a PhD program at Cal Polytechnic, which is an engineering school. And they wouldn't let her join unless she passed the math exam. And I met her a few months ago, and she literally spent an entire summer, and she made it all through on the Khan Academy through advanced calculus and got accepted into their PhD program in math and engineering, just as a result of studying the Khan Academy. And so we are going to experience massive changes, and all requires now of us is a desire to learn. It's truly the desire to better ourselves and learn subjects that we were not aware of before. And you can learn anything you want with an internet connection, with a world-class education. It's at your fingertips for free.
Khan Academy.
For free.
Absolutely wonderful. I love that you have taught us about this. Thank you so much, Avi Yorish. If you want to get to, if you're interested in hearing about this, it's Khan Academy, khanacademy.org. It is free. It is maths, maths by grade, science and engineering, computing, arts and humanities, economics and finance. And go and check it out. It's free, and some of the world's best experts are doing it. Absolutely wonderful. Avi Yorish, it's always a pleasure to speak to you, and we'll speak to you next week.
Speak next week.
God bless.
Very nice.
Travels. Bye-bye. Okay.